If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, I have so much to chat with you about this hour, people. And I'm so glad that my on-air travel companion, beachcomber David Isby, our senior producer, is in a chatty mood. You feeling like chatty Kathy today?
I'm usually in a chatty mood. Of course.
Yeah, but sometimes you remind me of somebody in need of being an octopus.
Yeah, this is true. You'll look over sometimes and it appears that I have the blinders on because I'm focused on other things.
In my next life, I want to come back looking like our Springer Spaniel, Maggie McGee, but I want to have eight legs with hands at the end because I don't know, two arms just often don't feel like enough.
Doesn't cut it, yeah.
Even, you know, one body doesn't feel like, I'd like to have a duplicate of me if I could lie down. You know, they have those 3D machines that duplicate, reproduce.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Imagine another one of me running around. That could really be dangerous.
Look out.
All right. I have a ton of stuff to talk with you about. We're going to do that right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Okay. So, I was watching, you know, do you ever watch the show Shark Tank?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
I have seen that, yeah.
Did you happen to see the one when the woman came on a few weeks ago and she was promoting a product she has developed called the Skinny Mirror?
I missed that one.
Okay. This is a mirror you look into and you look thinner and taller.
Okay.
And I've been talking about this for better part of a decade at least, because there are hotels. She mentioned, by the way, that among her, you know, biggest sales are hotels. She sells a lot to hotels.
Oh, okay.
And I was just recently in a hotel in New York a couple of months back where I asked the general manager if they bought skinny mirrors, and he said no, but I don't think he knew that's what they had. Well, most hotels that have mirrors that make you look thinner and taller, they're regular mirrors. If you go and buy a floor mirror, one that looks like an easel, or you know what I'm talking about. It's got a leg in the back. It stands angled. Or in the hotels I've been in, there are these big monster mirrors. They go up 7 feet or more. They've got big wooden frames around them. And they are seated on the floor, so that the bottom's on the floor about maybe 24 inches out from the wall. And the top of the mirror is leaning against the wall. And they have chains that hold it in place so it can't fall over and kill you or move. And when you angle a mirror, not Angela Merkel, angle a mirror. You like that, huh? When you angle a mirror back, so from the floor upward, it's leaning away from you. The optical illusion becomes you look skinnier.
Really?
You also look taller. And I want to tell you, when you get up in the morning and you're going out for a day of sightseeing or, you know, going to the theater, have fun, meet some friends, you know, go out and do your own thing all by yourself. That's a luxury, by the way. I love to have me time. Or you're going to a business meeting and you get dressed and you look in a mirror like that and you just look like a runway model because it just took 30 pounds at least off your body and made you a good 2-3. Not that I need the height. I'm already 5'10". But, you know.
Hey, get your day off mentally and a good note.
I want to tell you, feel good. You know, it's like, oh, look how good I look.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, not everybody, I am sure, recognizes that there's something faulty about this is not reality image. But anyway, so she, you know, fell across this idea and started packaging and mirrors that do that without, you know, you could hang it on the inside of your closet door.
Right.
They didn't think that the public was going to be interested, that stores would be interested. Although I think she said she was in some big box stores and you could, you know. Mm. But in any event, I just wanted to remind people and hoteliers, listen, there was this whole moral debate. I mean, what do you
think? On the show, there was a...
Yeah, because, you know, is that the right thing to do?
Did anyone invest in the program? Or
no.
Oh, okay.
Did she was doing okay with sales, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And maybe this will help her, too. I think there's something wonderful. Anything that you can do that can make, you know, start your day off better, make you feel better, you know, I don't have a problem with that. What's wrong with that? So that was just one thing I just want to bring to your attention. You might want to put one of those, a mirror on an angle in your house or apartment or office or something, and it'll just give your ego a boost, I promise you. I don't know. So it's a little cheat. I know somebody was worried about, you know, people won't pay attention to, you know, losing the pounds. They'll just get a mirror with a bigger angle. I don't know. It works for me, people. Anyway, I had other stuff I wanted to talk with you about. I want you to go to my website, everybody, sabrams.com, sabrams.com/blog, where you will find a couple of recipes. These recipes were shared with me by the executive chef at the Plaza Athenae Hotel. Remember I told you last week about my crab cakes?
Oh, yes.
Okay, maybe it was 2 weeks ago now. I had these wonderful crab cakes there. Now, the Plaza Athenae, not the one in Paris, the one in New York. And they're not the same company. They may have been at one time, but now they're just have a nice, friendly, let's be nice to each other relationship. It's mm-hmm. not really a business relationship. And, well, my husband and I went for lunch because I wanted, you know, how am I supposed to talk about what the food is like if I don't eat something there?
You have to experience it before you talk about it, of course.
And here I thought instead of saying it's an experience, I thought you were going to say it's an expense. And God, it was. $86 this lunch.
No way.
That was before the tip. So we were looking at a $100 lunch, and you know we don't drink. Although I ordered...
After seeing that bill, maybe you should start.
Listen, it's a fancy place, and you feel like you're eating in the Palace of Versailles. But I really, you know...
Paying for the experience.
I wanted to talk about the food there. And how do you talk about the food anywhere if you haven't sampled it?
Of course, yeah.
So I ordered the crab cakes. And as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, anytime I'm not in Maryland or Northern Virginia, somewhere on the Chesapeake, and I order crab cakes and my cousin Jerry is there, he will look at the waiter or waitress and say, she doesn't want that. Because he is a great believer that if you're going to eat crab cakes, it has to come out of the Chesapeake Bay. Mm. And it has to be. Because when you get crab cakes in that region, it's like 99.9% lump crab meat. Oh, I'm salivating thinking about it. You go other places,
it's like
a potato pancake that they, you know, took a tweezer and they took some shreds of crab and dropped it in. And a lot of times places put tuna in.
Oh, really?
And they think you won't know the difference. And maybe most people won't. But if you're from Maryland,
you're going
to
know.
unless you're allergic to seafood or kosher, you know what good crab is. So there ain't no fooling you, honey. So anyway, I ordered the crab. And I don't usually eat bread brought to the table. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring that basket of rolls to the table and the butter.
We'll be gone, right?
Yeah, dive right in. I don't do that anymore.
Good for you.
No, I don't. I haven't done that in like, I took a roll this time because it was gorgeous. It was a work of art. I mean, it was, and not that it was this smooth-looking, plastic-looking thing, like came out of a mold. No, it was this lumpy, bumpy, brown gorgeousness with, I don't know if that was raisins or cranberries or what and walnuts, and it was so good. So I asked the chef, and he gave me the recipe.
For the crab cake.
Which was like so sensational, and for this very special roll.
Mm, okay.
So I haven't made it myself.
When's dinner?
Well, maybe I'll make it and I'll invite you over
after the show tonight. Let's.
Yeah, but not only will I do. Well, I can't do it tonight because I got to go buy all the ingredients.
No, I know.
And you know, and you don't want to buy frozen crab meat.
No.
You want that fresh.
Of course.
It comes in these little. They're like little round tubs, mm-hmm. like you'd get yeah. like you'd get ice cream from the ice cream
sure.
man, a
yep.
little round tub.
Yep.
They come and it's fresh and it's packed on ice and it's flown in from Chesapeake Bay. That's what you're looking for. You don't want frozen stuff.
Right.
And you don't want that stuff. People, when you go into restaurants, it is the biggest scam in the world. They put on it that it's, you know, a salad with a crab meat salad or whatever. It's painted fish. They take some fish and they take red food color and they paint it down the side and they tell you it's crab. So anytime you see crab on the menu, like crab soup, a lot of Chinese restaurants do it too, where they have that crab and corn soup. Ask them, is it real crab or is it painted fish? Because you don't want painted fish when you're hot for crabs. We'll be right back, people. Don't leave me.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet, suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I promised to share some stories with you that came to mind this week that are all travel related and some a bit odd. Did you hear this week that the new king of Saudi Arabia... You know, they haven't talked on the air about how that works. I don't know that things have changed because I actually was doing business with people in the Arab countries, particularly Saudi Arabia. I want to say it was 1999, maybe 2000. I'd have to look into an old day timer and then I could tell you for sure. Somewhere at the end of the 90s. I was selling the rights to open travel agencies under the brand of my last life company. And so, you know, I was selling, they call it the GCC countries. It's that Gulf area group of countries. It includes Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar. And yes, it is pronounced Qatar. Bahrain, which is the size of an airstrip, the UAE, United Arab Emirates, can't remember what else was in that group. There were seven nations, and we threw in Egypt as a bonus because Egypt was then and is today the most liberal as it relates to women. So I was already advised they wanted me to come to Saudi Arabia because one of the brothers of the king, who actually was in line to the throne, had lots and lots of sons because they have lots and lots of wives. And if you met the two sons, you knew they came from two different mothers because one was like 6 foot six and the other was like 5 foot six. They look like, what was that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and what's his name? You know, the twins. What's his name? The one that was Danny DeVito. Yeah, that's what they looked like, only, you know, they had, you know, Middle Eastern complexion and big dark mustaches that were like Groucho Marx kind of mustaches. And they were awfully nice boys. And they came to my office, which was then in New Jersey. And they came with their three consultants, one from Scotland, one from Saudi Arabia, and one was a retired U.S. naval commander. And one day I'll write about that story because it was really interesting. But they told me, you know, they wanted me to come on the other side, come to the Middle East, and that we would meet in Egypt because that would be easy. Because if I came to Saudi Arabia, I'd have to get up, get dressed up, you know, in the style of what women wear there, and that wasn't going to happen. I told them they should do what they did for Queen Elizabeth. When Queen Elizabeth went to Saudi Arabia, they decreed that she was an honorary man. Therefore, she didn't have to wear one of those, you know, tent-like costumes where you don't know who's underneath there. It's not for me, people. And while, you know, I respect people's traditions in their own countries, I don't want you to impose it on me, thank you. Was not going to happen. But they said they didn't think they could pull that off to get me made an honorary man. I said, well, it looks like I'm not coming. This is not going to happen. But they said, you know, we can meet in Egypt because Egypt is very liberal. Women can drive, women can work, women can go places alone. You know, it's when you start to learn what things are about, sometimes there's more information than you wanted. In any event, even then, there was a fellow who was in the news here this past week because he has been arrested by the new young king of Saudi Arabia. And his name is Prince Al-Waleed. People in the inner circle of travel and tourism all know stories about Prince Al-Waleed, even if you've never met him. You know who I bet knows him? I bet Doug Golan knows him. I'm going to call him, see if I can get him on the air to talk about it. Doug Golan I think he was one of the founders. He was certainly the CEO of Elite Traveler Magazine, which is a magazine that you didn't normally see at a magazine store. I mean, it's, you know, you could subscribe to it. I don't know what the cost is today, but in the 90s, it was $55 an issue. And they used to publish seasonally four times a year. And the advertisers were like Omega watches and Rolexes and Rolls Royces and Maseratis. And it was published to be placed on board private aircraft, private jets. And occasionally I would check into some very posh hotel and they'd have it in the hotel. And, you know, Doug managed to travel in some very fancy circles because of that magazine. I bet he knew him or knows him. I'm going to dig him up and see if he does. We'll get him on the air. So Prince Al-Waleed was worth a bloody fortune. And from what I was told, although I really have no, you know, significant authoritative information, it all came from, you know, Saudi Arabian oil. And the man had plenty of money. And when Euro Disney, the Disneyland of Europe, opened just outside of Paris and ran into terrible financial problems because people weren't coming. And it got terrible reviews because Euro Disney was laid out, spread out all over the place, and did not have the kind of infrastructural transportation that you've got in Disney World and Disneyland. So you had to walk all the way to the end of like a turnpike and then turn around, walk all the way back and then pick another avenue and go down that way. And you just walked your legs off and there was no monorail and there weren't, you know, all the forms of transportation that you find at Disney World. And people, they got bad reviews when it first opened, and they were going broke. And it was Prince Al-Waleed who stepped up and put up the money to save Euro Disney. So there's more about him and tourism when we come back. Pay attention to these important messages when we'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. She's got a ticket to ride. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N project.org.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So you probably heard this week that the new king of Saudi Arabia imprisoned a number of people. It's all a political story, and you can follow the politics, but I'm interested in the travel and hospitality and tourism side of the story. One of the people that was imprisoned, a member of the royal family, and people used to say, I don't know if it's, you know, the same anymore because I've not really paid any attention to the Middle East from a tourism point of view, from what was going on in the 90s or early in 2000. But I fell in love with Prince Al-Waleed over a story. And the story happened somewhere in the 1990s. And I have fantasized on this story, I think, from before it actually happened. When people used to say there were 100 families, there were 100 brothers that made up the royal family, the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And so I don't know if Prince Al-Waleed is in line to the throne, but he's one of the ones that you would have had to say, you know, your royal hiney to. The guys I did business with who were the sons, their father was one of the 100 in line to the throne, but so far down he wouldn't have gotten there. So some massive tragedy would have had to happen, like in the movie King Ralph, where the whole royal family is wiped out and the next in line to the throne is John Goodman, a cabaret singer in Las Vegas. If you haven't seen that film, see it. And when you see it, or if you see it again, King Ralph, oh, it's so good. It's a fun film. And we're getting to the time of the year where you have days when the weather is iffy. It's a good film for an iffy day. In that film, in King Ralph, there's a Lord somebody who's trying to get King Ralph thrown out. And Miranda, the girl that's sort of paid off to go and compromise King Ralph to get terrible photos and get people to turn against him, decides she really likes King Ralph. And she takes the money she was given and goes back to this Lord's house to give him back the money. That drawing room, the house, as you come up the drive in the film, and the drawing room you see it in, that's where Downton Abbey was filmed. That's Highclere Castle. And at the end of the film, when, if you haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil it for you, but at the end of the film, Ralph is in a castle, and they show you the castle. That was the Churchill family's home, Blenheim Castle. So, you know, from a touristic, you know, listen, I'm told that shoemakers go to gala soirees and they don't see any faces. They only see shoes. I see a film. I can't tell you who was in it generally. I can't remember the story, but I can tell you about, you know, the landmarks and the buildings and whatever. Anyway, I think I had this idea in my head long before Prince Al-Waleed actually went and did it. But maybe I'm imagining that. And what got me excited was Prince Al-Waleed went to London. Like that rhyme. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to see the Queen. He went to London and he had a reservation at Dorchester. Now, historically, the Dorchester has been known as one of the five best hotels in London. And if anybody wanted to know what they were in the order of first to fifth, it's the Connaught, a hotel that Oscar Wilde used to hang out at, and that's where he used to mess around. Go read the story of Oscar Wilde and know what I'm talking about. The Connaught, lots of history, lovely hotel, stayed there, loved it. The Ritz. Don't confuse the Ritz with Ritz-Carlton hotels. Two separate concepts. And the Ritz is the hotel. A couple of weeks ago, I was interviewing David Cohen, the general manager of the Plaza Athenae in New York. And we were talking about the film Notting Hill. Well, when Hugh Grant, who plays William Thacker, goes to meet Julia Roberts, who plays Anna Scott. And then he goes back another day and then another time. That hotel is the Ritz in London. At the end of the film, it's a different hotel. It's number five on the list of the top five hotels, historically. I don't know if there's some Intercontinental or somebody who thinks they're higher. And don't go by all those stars that somebody at TripAdvisor gave. Because that's immaterial. I don't know how you can just accept, you know, what some stranger wrote who maybe has never traveled in their lives and they think a three-star hotel is luscious. But the top five hotels in London historically have been number one, the Connaught, number two, the Ritz, number three, the Hyde Park, number four, the Dorchester, and number five, the Savoy. And in the film, and I did that from memory, people. In the film, the Savoy, that is the hotel in Notting Hill, that at the end of the film, William Thacker goes running off to find Julia Roberts. Hugh Grant goes off to find the Anna Scott character, and they go to the Ritz, and they're told that they left, but they're at the Savoy, and so the last scene in the film, that hotel is the Savoy, and it's, you know, considered the fifth best hotel. So number four is the Dorchester, and Prince Al-Waleed arrives probably in his own private Learjet or something, and he goes to check in at the Dorchester, and the front desk clerk was being snotty, abrupt, rude. And it could have been an English-Arab thing. It could have been just yet again another, you know, person at a front desk who's, I refer to as Grumpy Gertie. I mean, wouldn't it be nice? They've got your reservation in front of them. They know your name. They could say hello. They could raise their eyes. They could welcome you. And this guy was doing it all wrong. So Prince Al-Waleed did something I fantasize doing and have fantasized doing at hotel desks, in banks, at car rental pickup points, reservation. You know, we go to get sign, you know, let them know you're here, pick up the keys to the car and go, whatever. He was really ticked off because he wasn't treated nice. He went to his room. He made a couple of phone calls. And the next day, he owned the Dorchester just so he could fire that guy at the front desk. Haven't you wanted to do that? I've actually said to people checking in at hotels and other places, you know, I'd love to buy this place just so I could fire you. Because there are people in jobs. You hear about unemployment. Well, there is employment of people who have no business doing the job they're doing. We need to reshuffle people around a little bit, especially in the hospitality industry. Now, I told that story. No, actually, I had a conversation with a guy who owned banks in Ohio, around Newark and Columbus, Ohio. And I said to him, you know, you check in, you know, the traveler has gone through all kinds of less than pleasant experiences that are tiring. And you arrive at a hotel and, gee, it would be nice to just relax and have somebody want to hug you, at least verbally. And I'm going to tell you what the banker in Ohio said to me when I told him this story after these important messages. So stay with me. We'll be right back. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it.
your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I have a little heads-up lesson for, you know, people who are in travel, tourism, and hospitality don't have the luxury of having a bad day. If you're having a bad day, you need to unzip it and put it in a pocket and zip it back up and, you know, take it out when you go home. And in the meantime, remember that people have traveled distances to arrive where you are, and they deserve your ever-loving attention. Whether you work at an airport, a hotel, car rental company, attraction, whatever it is, make nice on people. So I was telling the story, and I think this might have been prior to the Prince Alwaleed thing, about how, you know, it's just unbelievable that you could go to a hotel, and I can remember checking in to a very, very fancy hotel in the Bal Harbor area. It's north of Miami Beach and on the way up to Hollywood, Hallandale, Hollywood. And there's some very snazzy hotels. There's a fabulous shopping center there. Oh, my word. And it's a cute place, that Bal Harbor Shopping Center, because they've got like little cafes and out in the middle. So you've got shops on each side. And then you've got all these tropical plants. And you feel like you're in a tropical jungle inside the shopping center. Great stores. And I haven't been there in years. Talking myself into going back right now. And they've got these cute little cafes that are like out in the middle there between the two rows of shops. So I remember checking into a very fancy hotel there, and it's happened other places. They didn't have the market cornered on this, where the front desk clerk never lifted, and I don't want to label that it was his or her, eyes from the computer screen, never looked up, never made eye contact, you know, and did one of these have a reservation, last name. It was very unpleasant. And I was telling this story to a fellow who was part of a group of people, investors that owned several banks in Ohio, near, in and around Columbus and Newark, Ohio. I was at a grand opening of one of our travel agencies in my last life. And by the way, those of you living in Florida, I'm told that Carol Taylor lives in Florida now. So if you know her, tell her I'm thinking of her, because she was one of the partners in this travel agency in Newark, Ohio, and they were going to have their grand opening party at their country club, but the country club only held 300 people, and they invited a lot of people, thinking a lot of people weren't going to accept the invitation, but almost everybody accepted the invitation. They had over 500 people. So they used the gym at the University of Ohio. It was so cool. So I meet this guy that was invited who owns banks. And I'm telling him this story about, you know, you would think in hospitality that the hiring process would be such that people would choose people that don't need all that much training in how to be warm, friendly, and hospitable. And while that can be trained, if you don't have something natural inside you, it comes off professionally abrupt. And I'm done telling him this story, and he looks at me and he says, you know, I own banks. People come up to make withdrawals, make deposits. My tellers have their names, their addresses, their phone numbers, their social security numbers. They've got access to see how much money they have, all their personal financial information. They know everything there is about them. And we still can't get them to say, good morning, Mrs. Smith. When's the last time you stepped up to a window where people knew who you were because you were there was a reservation in front of them, or maybe it was at your bank? That somebody took the time to be warm and fuzzy and actually acknowledge you by your name. And you know, when it happens, it just sticks in your memory as, what a wonderful place. Somewhere around 1993, could have been 92. Remember I mentioned earlier I sold the Middle East? Well, I almost sold the Middle East. They signed all the papers, but they never sent the money. So that deal didn't happen. That was a nightmare. And you know what? I wish I had the file. And I'm sure the files are long since gone, and because that company is not doing what it used to do, or it's not even, doesn't exist anymore. But I had an inquiry from Bin Laden Industries. And I remember when the information came in that they were interested in opening our travel agencies in the Middle East. And, you know, the name was so unusual. I'd never heard the name Bin Laden before. Such, you know, it was like an unusual name, Bin Laden Industries. And I remember when the file was made and put on my desk so I could see what was in it before it went in the international file drawer. But you remember Osama bin Laden's rest of his family was like people that were like business people, like normal, not terrorist people running around the countryside. I've really crossed paths with very interesting characters. But I don't think I ever spoke to anybody at that company. They just inquired. We shipped off information. This predates, oh my goodness, what it used to cost us to send materials to the Middle East. An envelope going out cost you $30 to $50. You look at the money you save today because you just attach a file to an email. Yeah, it's really quite remarkable. And you have no idea how inexpensive airfare is compared to what it was in the 1950s and 60s. It's really remarkable, and people complain anyway. So the moral of the story, if you're in travel, tourism, and hospitality, or any service industry to the public, if you're having the worst day, or you're dealing with the worst customer, kill them with kindness. It's the best thing you can do for yourself, your company, your business, and you may just change somebody's weirdy attitude. But start by using their name. And next week, I'm going to tell you the story of what happened to me on Air Canada that I will never forget for how wonderful it was. And it was as simple as my name. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Top of the hour news. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.